Plus, who would you compare yourself to in world cricket at the moment?
In world cricket at the moment? I used to love Freddie Flintoff, all-rounder, back when I used to bowl some mediums back in the day, but at the moment, I haven't played too much. I haven't played this year at all for Grange, so I'm not too sure.
Similar looking to Big Fred. Do you bowl the same as well?
I used to trundle in, but body probably can't handle that these days.
It's not being picked for Grange? Well, how are you not getting a game for Grange?
Nah, just looking after the body.
How's it going to go next week then?
Yeah, no, should be right. I've had a few net sessions and looking good.
All the other boys, who can you compare to some of the like Big Bash or Australian cricketers? Is there anyone that matches up nicely?
Hamish Hartlett. He rates himself pretty highly. Reckons he played some pretty high standard junior cricket back in the day. So he's been talking himself up a fair bit, and probably also. Bokey and young boy Woodcock, he rates himself pretty highly as well. He's made a fair few runs this year for Grange, so he's up and about.
Who do you rate?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, who is actually good from what you've seen so far?
Hammer's probably Hammer, Bokey and Rose. Rose is just a natural.
What's impressing? We haven't seen these boys playing cricket. You gotta give us a little bit of
tidy with bat, nice with ball in hand, so them three can probably do it all.
Where do the fireworks come from on Sunday then, Klaus?
I'm backing in Heartsy in front of a big crowd, who probably I would have thought open with a stick. So it'll be interesting to see.
Is there anyone who has maybe exaggerated their abilities too much leading into this? Tommy Jonas said he
TJ's probably racing himself, probably down the order at the moment, so there's a fair few ahead of him I would have thought.
So he's probably coming at 10 and just field, is that probably his role for the
team? I'm not too sure. I haven't talked tactics or anything yet or the batting lineup, but he can smack a ball though. Played a few games with him at Roxa a couple of years ago and he could hit a few big balls, so it'd be interesting.
How important is this game for Klaus in terms of raising money for the bushfire? People have done it so tough recently.
Yeah, super important, and all the boys are just, I think, keen to get out there and help out in any way we can. Obviously, the Adelaide Hills, KI, and the other states have suffered a lot over the past few months. So, it's very exciting, and hopefully it'll be a good day.
Plus, how many rig-based selections do you think there are? There's blokes just get in because they're just, you know, the alpha males of the club?
I don't think so. I think it's a pretty tidy lineup. So I think we'll be in for a good show.
I forgot what I was
going to
ask.
I had something. You asked the rig thing and then I forgot about it.
You look at the Crows lineup, you probably want to take the Kiwi with some guys like Tex Walker. Have you got a plan for someone like him?
I'm not too sure about Tex. I know the Crouch boys can play a little bit. I'm pretty sure they were handy back in the day, so I would have thought they'd be up there. And apparently, Tommy Lynch is pretty handy as well, so they'll be the main targets.
How much are you going to be banter, more sledging,
direct
that kind of
abuse.
Thing? Yeah, is there going to be a bit of chatter out there?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a little bit, but I'll probably be focused on fielding and just try not to fumble, or hopefully there's no high balls coming my way.
Draft tomorrow night. I know you're not the skipper of the team, but who are some of the boys that you reckon could fall your way? I know that there's a couple of Port supporting strikers around.
I'm not too sure. I don't even know who's in the lineup, but I've heard Chatty Sayers could be a good show, and Heady as well. He's pretty keen to get out there.
The pressure of catching high balls and fielding and whatnot out there. You've played however many Adelaide Oval games. How's it sort of compare going into it, playing a sport which isn't your first sport at the home of both of those sports?
It'll be a weird feeling. We've been talking about it at the club a little bit, and I think it'll just be a weird feeling. So, and obviously there will be a few catches on the day, but hopefully the first one doesn't come my way.
You said you're a bit like Freddie Flintoff. Who is, say, Hamish Hartlett like, if you had to compare him to someone?
Who's he like? He's a batter keeper.
Gilly,
can hit a big ball. Brennan McCullum, I'll go.
Rod Marsh. Just one more on that vein of questioning. Trav Boak, does he remind you of any batsman or bowler or anyone?
Boak, he's just a natural, so yeah, with both bat and ball, all-rounder. Who's he like? All-rounder, just doing. Informed, so.
Yeah. Tommy, you said you haven't been playing for Grange just to look after the body a bit during pre-season. How is the body and like how are you training at the moment?
All good. I've been able to do pretty much majority of pre-season, managed a little bit through a few sessions, but personally, yeah, the body's fine and pre-season's all good. And from a club's perspective, it's been a really positive 2 or 3 months now, before Chrissy and now the last probably month after Chrissy. So we're just looking to keep building that into the next few weeks and then coming into our pre-season game. So we're excited to get into it.
What sort of injury have you had? Is it just something you carried over from last season?
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, at the back end of the last two seasons, foot injury. So that's probably the main one. Just manage a little bit.
Yeah, but all good at the moment?
Yeah, all good.
As far as your goals for this season, mate, have you set yourself, I mean, you had a great season last year. Have you set any different goals or what are you kind of looking to achieve this year?
Not so much different. It's probably just keep building on that form from last year. And I just want to keep getting more consistent week in, week out. Obviously, footy's a tough sport and you're going to go up and down, but that's my main focus, just to play a consistent role for the team every week and then hopefully bring some others along with me.
Tell us about the back line, how that's been looking in the pre-season. A lot of blokes get shuffled around a lot, but any sort of changes, anything surprising in that back group that we might not have seen too much of?
Probably not so much surprising, but majority of the list is fit and has been on the park, so you pretty much got, I don't know, 35 fit players that are out there pushing for selection. So your younger guys down the back line, like Marty Frederick, who's played some good footy in the SANFL last year or the last couple of seasons, he's been training really well. And then guys like Bonner, who give you that run and carry, they've been good as well. So I think everyone will just keep looking to build on last year and be ready to go round one.
And what's he? How does he fit in coming back? I presume fully fit by now. How does he fit in? Is it the same as the first 1.5 games we saw him last year?
Watsy's done probably a week or two of training at the moment. So he's still just got to keep monitoring his foot a little bit. But he's had a solid week or two of training and he'll look to keep building on that. So I think, he's been training in the back line. So I would have thought he would just you want to slide in there.
Is he a chance for round one, Tom, or is it just a wait and see, play by ear with him?
Definitely. If he puts together a good month coming up, I'm sure he'll be definitely around the mark come round one. We all know what he can do with the ball in hand and how damaging he is. So I'm sure if his foot and body's holding up, he'll be right up there.
How's he going, confidence wise? Like, is it just a matter of dealing with the mental aspect of such a serious injury? How's he going?
He's good, up and about, and I think it's one of those ones that is just a little bit week to week. You might be a little bit sore at times, but he just manages that and he does everything right. So, but as I said earlier, he's put together a couple of weeks now of training, and he'll just keep looking to build on that.
How important is he, especially his kicking and his ball use out of the back half?
Yeah, he's, as I said, he's got a super kick either side of his body, and reads play so well. So he's super important, and when he gets the ball in his hands, we know it's going to go to one of our teammates.
And are we
going
to see Westy play a lot more down back this season?
I'm not too sure with Westy. He obviously went down there the back end half of last year and played well. So I'm sure if he's needed down there, he'll play down there. But we know with Westy, he can play back, forward, or on the wing as well. So he's can do it all.
Close last, a competitive score prediction for Sunday, please.
I reckon we'll get up by, I don't know, 4 or 5 wickets.
What do you bat first and bowl them out then? What do you
say? Yeah, set the target first and then go after them.
You'd be looking at 200 or something.
Yeah.
You don't feel like underdogs going into this one?
I'm pretty confident with our lineup.
You guys have seen out in the crows at all?
Not too much. Yeah. I haven't yet anyway, so just worry about our own form, I reckon. We've just got to try hit the ball ourselves.